AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. For the second time this week, attempts to execute inmates in Arkansas have been stalled. Stacy Johnson was supposed to die today. He got a stay of execution. Liddell Lee, who is also scheduled to die today, was still asking for a stay in a separate case. The AP's Kelly Kissel reports a judge issued a temporary restraining order, blocking Arkansas from using a drug that a medical supply company says was sold for inmate care and not executions.
Judge Alice Gray in Little Rock issued an order saying that the state could not use one of the three execution drugs that it obtained for the five executions that are scheduled between now and the end of the month. McKesson Corporation is a company that is a medical supplier, and McKesson says that inadvertently one of its employees let 100 vials of Becquerel bromide be shipped to the state.
Four of the eight inmates scheduled to die this month in Arkansas have now received stays of execution. General Motors stopped doing business in Venezuela. Authorities there took control of GM's only factory there in what the company called an illegal judicial seizure of its assets. Shares of 21st Century Fox, the parent company of Fox News Channel, is holding steady. Longtime Fox host Bill O'Reilly was fired yesterday. The O'Reilly Factor had some of the highest ratings in cable news and was a big revenue generator for Fox. Bill O'Reilly has been facing allegations of sexual harassment. Today in Kazakhstan, an American and Russian are at the International Space Station.
The engine's firing, now building up to flight speed and liftoff. Jack Fisher and Fyodor Yurchikhin on their way to the International Space Station.
They reached orbit about 9 minutes later, and about 6 hours later, they docked at the International Space Station. Sidney Chafee from the Codman Academy Charter Public School in Dorchester in Boston is this year's National Teacher of the Year. The Dow is up 88 points. This is AP Radio News. Britain's main opposition party leader has started his election campaign. Labour Party Chief Jeremy Corbyn is calling the June 8th election a matchup of the establishment versus the people.
In a sense, the establishment and their camp followers in the media are quite right. I don't play by their rules. And if a Labour government is elected on the 8th of June, we won't play by their rules either.
Corbyn is painting himself as a populist outsider. Japan and Australia are deepening their defense ties with the U.S. in hopes of getting North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop would like some help from China.
Because China has a unique relationship with North Korea and is in fact the source of virtually all of North Korea's foreign direct investment.
Bishop was attending a meeting in Tokyo with Japanese officials. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.